Three.
You're listening to Marty in the Morning on 96 to 99 RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
And now, Mr. Jack Hell.
Starts getting me down, and people are too much for me to face. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares drift right out into space. On the roof's the only place I know. Just have to wish to make it so. Up on the roof, so when I come home feeling tired and beat, I go up where the air is fresh and
Whelan's a bit mad about that, Jack. My Mrs. Whelan just adores that.
Yeah, it's a lovely tune.
She is right. Well, it's a lovely version, but you'd off the stage. That's the Drifters who are coming our way too. God, everybody's in. Ridiculous. Jack, you're welcome. Good to see you this morning.
Thanks for having me, yeah.
Not at all. My great pleasure. You are as busy as the day is long.
Yeah, very busy this year, yeah. Been away most of the summer in the States and in, touring around the UK and Germany. And
you've been in the company of Mr. Jules Holland again, I see.
Touring with Jules Holland, yeah, that's a great privilege and pleasure. You know, opening for him, and he gets me up to sing at the end and stuff with the band. I mean, he's got a big 20-piece band or big old venues, amazing audiences, and it's just a bit of an all knees up. So it's kind of the perfect audience for me to be playing to, you know. So great as regards exposure.
And he is, and he's hugely popular. Again, I can't imagine he's making a fortune out of this.
Well, he's a big old crew, yeah, it has to be said. I mean, it is a labour of love in many respects, I'd say, for him. Wonderful brand. brass section and just an amazing, some of the just the greatest musicians I've ever seen. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Just if anybody, he's in the Borg Gosh, I think, soon, so it's well worth checking out.
Yeah. Will you be with him?
I don't think I am there for that one. No. But I do have my own gig in the National Concert Hall on the 19th of October. So
yes, you do it
I'm
now.
I'm saving myself for that.
The last time I went to see you in the Conference Centre.
Yes.
That was a great
night. With the 100-piece orchestra.
Oh,
yeah,
listen
UCD
to me.
Orchestra.
It was wonderful.
That was.
Did anyone record that?
It exists somewhere, But, what a thrill. What a thrill. I mean, to do a whole show.
But you were loving it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That was one for the memory bank, all right.
It really was. Mm. And your family were there too, which was really nice.
Yes,
and they were so proud.
Everybody was there. It wasn't to be missed.
No, it was not to be missed.
And what a great venue it has to be said as well.
Isn't it? Yeah, it is. Really. Although I have to say, went to see the great Tony Bennett on Friday last in the Borg Gosh.
Ah.
And he actually said that he felt it was a very intimate room. That
it is, yeah.
And you know, I mean, okay, it's three tiers, but it was. He just felt that the room was.
Yeah, I've played there too, and thought it was an amazing venue as well. I mean, they have it down now as regards building venues,
haven't they?
Yeah, they really do. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that someone of his caliber would actually say it on the stage.
How was he? Was in good voice.
He was an incredible voice, and he sang without the microphone.
Ah.
He did "Fly Me to the Moon" with no microphone.
Ah, that old trick.
That old trick. He's 88. Mm. I mean, that's the point. He is 88. Listen, you have a few tricks left. You're part of Culture Night.
Culture Night,
which is on Friday night. You're in Meeting House Square, I believe.
Yes, with the orchestra as well.
Yeah.
So I was practicing with them yesterday. So that should be interesting, doing a couple of songs. And just, you know, it's obviously it's a night of free cultural events all over the country.
That's right. It's everywhere. It's not just
hundreds of them. So it's just to inspire people to get out and experience what's available in this wonderful country of ours. I mean, it's only when you travel abroad and you know, when you travel, you realise what a gem we have here as regards talent and music and poetry.
Yeah.
And
way above our weight, if you
really
will.
Really is, yeah.
Incredible.
I don't know, it's something in the water.
It is. Someone told me that even Áras an Uachtaráin is going to be used. I presume the President is aware of this.
No.
But anyway, it's going to be, going on. Now, on Friday, Kieran Hines is going to be doing some readings and stuff. Louis Lovett and Lisa Lam, Pat McCabe is going to be there. Pat Coldrick, who's our Marty Recommends All this week. Barry McGovern, by the fine Barry McGovern. John Banville. It's a whole bunch. And there you'll be in the midst of it.
It's so all happening,
Listen, you brought your guitar, which is a very... It's a sign of a fellow who wants to play.
I was told to bring it, so...
And, they never told me.
I was messing around with this one just for the fun of it.
Yeah?
I'm a great Paul Robeson fan, so I...
You are, of course.
I give this one a blast.
It's just man
a bit of Beethoven, you know?
Beethoven. In the style of Paul Robeson. It's like a quiz.
Via me. So, I'll give it a blast. Apologies for my pidgin German.
No, if any Germans listening. Steady.
Praise to joy the God descended, daughter of Elysium, ray of mirth and rapture blended, goddess to thy shrine we come. By thy magic is united, what stern custom parted wide. All mankind are brothers plighted, where thy gentle wings abide. Freude schöne gute Funken, Tochter aus Elysium. Wir bereiten feuertrunken, himmlisch dein Heiligtum. Down aus Aube, Winde, Werde, was dem Ode geht, il Teil. Allen Menschen werden Bride, wo dein Sand verflügelt weil. Mm, 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 mm. make the ego help the weak and curb the strong. None shall push aside another, none shall let another fall. March beside me, oh, my brothers, all for one and one for all.
Your German was perfect.
I don't know about that.
You better ask a German if you can find a passing
one. I'd call a pigeon German.
That's wonderful. I got to say, I will never accept an excuse from anybody that they can't sing in the morning now. That's really, you must have rested it last night, did you, even though you were practicing?
Well, if I have to sing in the morning, I tend to get up very early, which is very alien to me. But because you're usually, I'm a night owl, you know, with the gigs and all. But yeah, if you just warm yourself up, and try, you know, don't forget to actually use it before you come to studio.
For sure, and do the humming or whatever it is you
need. Yeah, it's a little like, you know, it's a little like being an athlete. You know, you have to warm up before you do things.
That's right.
In order to be able to do them properly.
And make it work. Well, you are today. You're great for it.
Just about.
You've got a trip to Boston coming up, haven't you?
Yeah, the iFest, which is an Irish festival over there. We're doing 3 or 4 gigs at the end of the month, yes.
Yeah.
So it's all things Irish, you know. From food to football to music. So I was lucky enough to be invited over. So another nice trip to the States.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Do you know, because you mightn't, but do you know where it's being held in Boston?
I think the Seaport
area. Such a Seaport. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that.
And weather-wise, the end of September will be pretty spectacular there. It'll still be lovely.
Yeah,
It is here, Jim.
Yeah.
But it'll be really good over there. You'll have a great time.
You get that kind of, it's beautiful in America when the seasons change as well. You get that beautiful, all the trees. People talk about Ireland, but it's beautiful over there as well.
So it's a setting of Ireland thing. Is that what that is? The Eye Fest?
The Eye is for Ireland, as far as I know.
That's fantastic. Yeah. You better find out. You're going to go and do that. It's fantastic. The other thing that I've seen, Best Music Award at the San Diego Fringe Festival.
Yeah.
What I think you should be getting loads of.
Yeah, I had a wonderful time. I was playing in a place called the Spreckles Theatre, which I was, the most fantastic thing was I found the Greg Caruso's signature on the wall downstairs.
Joking.
Yeah, there it was. They have it preserved on the wall. So it was a really old theatre, and it was wonderful to tour around the you know, it had all the, it was like going back in a time machine. So yeah, I did my own show there and won the Best Music Award, which was for an international festival.
That's
in the States.
Fabulous.
Was quite a great thing. Yeah.
Because it's all about people getting the chance to hear you and see you and whatever.
Yeah.
Because with less and less record stores and music outlets.
Well, yeah. Well,
that's the
problem. I mean, all the social media is obviously very helpful. But I mean, I've always pretty much survived via live shows and gigging and word of mouth. And I suppose social media is just an extension of word of mouth. So
I'd always give Apple a shout.
Yeah.
I'd just leave that with you as a thought.
Well, if they're willing to pay me what to pay to you too, yeah, no problem.
as we've discovered subsequently, it's quite something. Listen, I want to play something. Can I play? Do you want to feel like playing anything else for us? Or because I have Georgie Boy here and I have Ruby Tuesday and all these things.
Well, people always like to hear that.
I think Georgie Boy, yeah. Now to just sit back and relax.
Everybody sang your name to sing. boys, I'm leaving. But you didn't get too far. You had this way of talking. Oh, yeah. You said I'm gonna be a star.
You're right, they love that. They love the Georgie
Boy. I couldn't
boy.
Do it as good as that.
Oh, stop it, you. Well, you did, I saw you. Would you ever, we're just talking about San Diego there and San Francisco and all of that. Would you ever go and stay and say to yourself, let's see what happens here?
Well, I mean, I've things are going very well for me in
sure.
the UK and in Europe. So it's kind of just, I love Ireland's a great place to live, so
sure.
I like living in Ireland. But I love to travel too. But I don't like being in the one place too long. At this
right.
stage,
you kind of get
yeah, you get used to traveling. So, but I mean, I'm sometimes amazed at how much I do. Get to everywhere that you know where there is
yeah.
Our fan bases and stuff.
Sure, yeah. Which is amazing. And again, while that was playing, we were chatting about record stores and you saying that it's the live appearances that do it for you now.
Well,
you still need to have the stuff out there.
You know, when you see Leonard Cohen and stuff going back and Kate Bush going back on tour, that's a good sign for you what record sales are like.
And Leonard Cohen has a new album out this month.
Yeah, I heard a single.
It
Sounds Like the Blues. Or
yeah,
did you hear? It's a beautiful song.
And he's 80.
Yeah,
hello.
Absolutely
amazing. We've had Mary Fitzpatrick says that you're one of our all-time favourites. The deep, rich and flawless tones. And
you
knew
you.
It would come out.
Thank you.
Amazing. I was sitting at a table at the airport a while ago and he sat with his band at the same table and I was too shy to say hello.
Aww.
So say hello.
Always say hello.
There you go. Mary Fitzpatrick. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And because, you know, that's what it's about. Listen, on Friday night when you do the Culture Night, this is going out on live on Radio 1, by the way.
On Arena, yeah.
Arena from 7 till 10
mm-hmm.
on Friday. When you are you with a band? You're with the orchestra?
I'm just with the
just
orchestra.
Just you and the orchestra.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. And how long will you be able to play? Will you be able to give it? Will you be able to do a good
session?
Well,
it's a couple of songs.
All right. Okay.
It's 1 year. It's I'm doing Painted Black with the orchestra,
which we love.
Which is just such a joy to do. Derry Cronin, who plays piano with me, he scored it, and it kind of takes the song to a different.
Well, it soars.
Oh, it really does. Yeah. So it's such a joy to do that, and I have a beautiful score for Open Your Borders. One of my own, so and that's always a joy to do as well. I mean, it's just a thrill to play.
How
with the
excited
orchestra.
To play with the orchestra! Yeah, play with the orchestra.
It's just always a pleasure.
And it worked okay. You did the rehearsal yesterday.
Everybody was on form. Yeah,
they are. Well, they're cooking orchestra now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Who'll be conducting, by the way, in the night? So, do you know who's in charge?
Sure,
depends
sure.
on. Probably have a fight over. but we better remind people that Kieran Hines is there, Louis Lovett and Lisa Lamb, Pat McCabe, the great Pat McCabe, Pat Coldrick, Contempo String Quartet, Barry McGovern, John Banville. we cut corners, and the very fine Mr. Jack Gale. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to play. I'm going to play Paint It Black to finish.
Oh, please do.
I kind of have to, because I have this thing. So listen, enjoy yourself in the iFest in Boston. Give them because it's just the most wonderful spot.
And myself, I'm in the NCH on October 19th of October.
Yeah, see the way I remember that.
That'll be fun.
And is that with the full band?
That's with the full band and a bit of a quartet probably too. I'm in the middle of doing an album, so I'll be doing some testing out some new tunes, but also all the old favourites.
And the NCH is so lovely.
Oh, I love the sound in there. I love that big old Phil Spector sound.
Yeah, it is a great sound. Listen, you're a pet. Keep the faith and good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
And we paint it black with Jack L. Love it. Live music, RTE Concert Orchestra with Jack Lukeman, Jack L, and Painted Black from the Rolling Stones.